Welcome to Pebbles of Truth, hosted by Dr. Bruce McCracken, founder and president of House on the Rock Family Ministries. Our hope is that these biblical principles and practices, these pebbles of truth, will help you strengthen your marriage and family. To learn more about this program, visit us at pebblesoftruth.com. Good afternoon and welcome to Pebbles of Truth. Bruce, you know, there are three vital roles that every parent needs to play in the lives of their children as spiritual leaders. And unfortunately, there are no guarantees that if we fulfill these roles, even to perfection, that our kids are going to turn out to be godly adults, which is a little discomforting, I guess, because, of course, we all want our kids to turn out better than we do, don't we?
That's absolutely right. And yet all of us know of great parents who have had their kids turn their backs on their faith and the lifestyle. And there are no guarantees. And in fact, that's our pebble of truth for today. And it's not a fun one. But the pebble is, being a godly parent does not guarantee that we will have godly kids.
Bruce, could you share with us what some of those three roles are that we have in parenting?
Well, they're the same roles that God used in leading his people Israel, the role of prophet, priest, and king. And today we want to focus on the role of prophet. Cap, you remember who the first prophet was in Israel after Moses? A little hint here for you. Hannah was his mother who prayed for him, and once he was weaned, she brought him to the temple to spend his life serving.
That would probably be Samuel.
You're absolutely right. And the little boy grew up to be the spiritual leader of God's people, and he raised two sons. Their names were Joel and Abiah. And when Samuel was getting old, he wanted his boys to succeed him, but the people of Israel said, "No way. Your sons are disqualified. They're greedy, they take bribes, and they pervert justice." And while Samuel had done a pretty good job in giving them a head for leading, apparently the heart didn't get there.
Of course, it's not real clear how Samuel failed and of course, where they went wrong as far as their boys were concerned.
No, it's not clear. The Bible doesn't tell us. But we need to understand that we can do everything right as parents, and our kids can still choose to do the wrong things. But if you're asking me to take a guess at where there might have been a parenting flaw in Samuel's life, I'd have to say he was probably too busy. He's an important man, doing important work, had a lot of good stuff to do. He's in the ministry. But he may just not have invested enough time in the lives of his boys. And, you know, we as men struggle with our priorities. We tend to put work first and make it too high of a priority.
Yeah. Someone I once know, whom I love and dearly, said that no amount of success at work will ever compensate for being a failure at home.
I couldn't have said that better myself. But let's take a look at what a prophet does.
Well, the most common thought is, that, of course, that he predicts the future.
Well, that's true, and sometimes he does. But the major role of the Old Testament prophet was to speak on behalf of God. These were the guys who met with God and came out and instructed the people of Israel, "Thus saith the Lord." And they also would confront sin. Remember the story of Nathan and David, where he confronted David's sin against Bathsheba's husband. And that's one of the vital roles as parents, that we need to be teaching God's word to our children every day. We need to help them learn what God expects, what's right, what's wrong, all based and grounded in his word. So when our kids are listening to stuff on the radio, or they're watching something on TV or on the DVD, or they're playing a game that's not pleasing to the Lord, we need to step in and lovingly confront the sin and begin to do some corrective teaching, help them understand why this isn't a positive behavior. We need to capitalize on those teachable moments informally as well as they're doing life, and yet formally in the terms of family devotions.
But, of course, it doesn't necessarily mean we have to be Bible scholars or teachers.
No, not scholars, but we do need to know the Word of God well enough that we can teach it to our children. I mean, we can't give our kids what we don't have. So it's good for us as parent prophets to schedule regular family devotions and get a good resource that will help us lead those times, and we'll discuss them a little bit more in the future, and we'll put some guidelines up on the website to help parents begin to get started.
Yes, that website will be pebblesoftruth.com. And we'll also try to put a list of some family devotional books up there as well, if you like.
That'd be helpful. And so we want to lovingly confront our kids when sin starts to creep into their lives, and we want to teach them the Word of God. That's the role of a parent, both formally and informally, as they're doing life. And we're going to put some great resources up there to help you get started. And remember, our pebble of truth for today is, being a godly parent does not guarantee that you'll have godly children. But you know, if we're faithful in being a good parent prophet, we'll be doing what God expects us to do. So until next time, keep building your house on the rock.
You have been listening to Pebbles of Truth, a ministry of House on the Rock Family Ministries. To hear this program again or for additional information, please visit us online at pebblesoftruth.com.